The May 21st primary is coming up so quickly, and we're continuing our coverage of local and state elections. And Representative Rick Cheatham is joining me in the studio right now. Of course, he is the incumbent in District 28, Seat A, running for re-election. Representative Cheatham, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, JoLynn. Thanks for having me up today.
So, real quickly, for people who may not know, what does your District 28 encompass?
The redistricting that happened after the 2020 census required about 52,500 people in each district, plus or minus roughly 10%. So in that corner of the state, they put Power and Franklin counties together, which have not been together for many, many years. And then they included enough of Bannock County to make a physical connection and get the rest of the population they needed. So in Bannock County, we are the donut, not the donut hole. The donut hole that is most of Pocatello is actually District 29. So we start in Power County, go sort of around Pocatello through Chubbuck and Fort Hall, then meet again in South County and go down to Franklin.
So you cover some ground.
Yes, we do. It's about 90 miles end to end.
So, Representative, you just finished a pretty busy session, but obviously with this election, you're not slowing down too much. But I would love to just kind of get your thoughts on the session. What was a highlight from that session for you?
Well, you know, it's difficult to pick winners and losers, but there were over 2,100 bills or drafts introduced this year that LSO drew up for legislators and others. There were about 1,200 of those were actually ended up introduced as bills in the House and Senate, and about 700 of those actually proceeded through both houses. I guess I had kind of a personal highlight on what's really, for the state, a minor bill. I was asked last summer to connect the dots on a bill that was passed the year before that gave emergency communications officers, juvenile probation officers, and in both of those cases, the supervisors of those people, rule of 80 retirement under Percy. When the bill was originally drafted, that was what was intended, but the word supervisor was not included. So we had people who were allowed to retire under Rule of 80. Are you familiar with Rule of 80?
Yes.
Okay. They were allowed to retire under Rule of 80, but their supervisors, if they moved from being a line person to a supervisor, they had to go to Rule of 90, which is where most state employees are. So I wrote a very simple bill that simply moved all those people into the same category. Because in reality, they aren't just supervisors. They also sit at a console. They take emergency calls. They do the dispatch. They do the same work as the people they're supervising and more. Yet they were going to be required to retire under a different system.
You know, that really showcases that sometimes it's the little things that make such a big difference. And just the wording really left some people out.
I have even a worse example for you.
I'd love to hear it.
It's a bill, and I cannot remember the number of it. It was so minor. Senator Ruckty originally introduced it in the Senate, and it was brought by surveyors across the state of Idaho. And the way they do surveys is they have to have a starting point that's defined by law. And it turns out that starting point is also defined in time as well as location. So if there's a snow slide or an avalanche or a flood or some disaster that might move that original starting point, there is a time place on it. And the way the original bill was drafted, it said you could do it this way and this way. You had to do it both ways. There were two different methodologies. All we did was go in and replace a comma with a semicolon, add an or instead of an and in two different places, and that was the entire bill. It allowed them to choose one of those two things. But you're right. It's the little tiny details that can make the difference.
Right. Dotting the I, crossing the T's. Well, Representative, do you have a political leader, past or present, who has been an inspiration to you and your leadership style?
President Dwight David Eisenhower, Ike. you know, president from 52 to 60, or 59, I guess. Kennedy took over in 60. But, yeah, we toured his museum. I've always driven by Abilene, Kansas, 100 times, because I'm from there originally, moved here 46 years ago, and I've never stopped. And this last year, we stopped in Abilene and toured the museum. And I bought a copy of Ike's book about the crusade in Europe in World War II. And he's always been a hero. My grandfather was an Eisenhower supporter in the 50s. And when he died and we cleaned out his office, I found an original Eisenhower I Like Ike pen. And I guess I'm from that generation. I'm a little older than most people think I am. And I remember Eisenhower as president and the things he did for our country. The interstate highway system was an Eisenhower, I wouldn't say invention, but an Eisenhower era construction project. A lot of things he did for our country in the boom that followed World War II were because of his leadership.
Wow. I'm just thinking about you stumbling upon that original pin. What a treasure.
It is. It is. And when we were at the museum last summer, I found a replica. And I bought that, too, so I don't have to wear the original pin. I can wear the replica and not worry about losing or destroying it.
Yeah, keep that original safe and sound. Well, Representative, no question there's a lot of chaos throughout the country right now. And we're seeing this disconnection, sadly, where a lot of people are saying, my vote doesn't count. I'm not even going to vote. What message would you send to those voters?
Those voters need to get out and make their voice heard. We saw it happen in 2 years ago in the election, Jack Nelson's election down by Twin Falls. Jack lost the night of the election. He had lost his seat. And then they discovered an error in the electorate process and the way the boundaries for the precinct were drawn, went back and recounted, and he won. There were several elections across the state that were won by only 20 or 30 votes. Very, very few. We had an election in Bannock County for assessor 2 years ago in which the incumbent at election night won by one vote. After the recount, she won by two. It makes a difference.
Wow, and that just really does prove, Representative, that our circle of influence is strongest right here at home. And so we really do need to jump in and be active participants rather than just passive observers on the sideline. How can people learn a little more about you and your campaign?
Well, you can go to the website, the Facebook page. Those have some information. You know, I've been involved in, I hate to call it politics, but government for a long time, for several years. I serve on the Pocatello City Council and have for the last 6.5 years, and I also serve in the legislature. And those two jobs work together very well. I've caught a lot of heat for double dipping, as some have called it.
Mm-hmm.
And but in reality, when city issues come up at the legislature, I see a lot of people coming to me to ask how it's really going to work. How's it going to affect the cities in their district? And when I come back to Pocatello and we have a city council meeting, I have the ability to talk about things that happened in the legislature and how they are potentially going to affect our cities. So those things have been really good. And I think, you know, my candidacy, my service has been pretty transparent, Jolynn. There's no secret. If somebody wants to know something about me, they can call me. My email address is posted. My phone number is posted. Answer questions. I've been in several forums across the three counties the last few weeks. And if somebody wants to know something about Rick Cheatham, I think I'm pretty easy to contact and talk to.
Representative Rick Cheatham, thanks so much for coming by the studio.
Thank you for having me here today.
My pleasure. We want to send your mama to Maui, courtesy of Morris Columbus Travel and our friends at Wolf Lighting. Text MAUI to 208-522-5900.